just one halakha regarding the law of praying the Amidah in the direction facing Eretz Yisrael. Maran in Or HaHaim Siman Sadi Dalit clearly says that people that are in Chutz La'aretz, let's say outside of Eretz Yisrael, must pray the Amidah facing the direction towards Eretz Yisrael. Now, since America is to the west of Eretz Yisrael, so therefore when we pray the Amidah, we must be facing east. Now, it should be noted that because of this custom, the synagogues usually will place the Hechal, where the Sefer Torah is, they'll place it on the eastern wall, just so everybody will face the Hechal when they pray the Amidah, and that'll be the direction towards Eretz Yisrael. But the question is, let's say a Kahal does not place the Aron on the eastern wall, for whatever reason, because of architectural reasons or other reasons, and the question would be twofold. Number one, which wall should they place it on? And then secondly, which direction should the Kahal face? So the halakha does say that in the event that they don't want to put it on the eastern wall, they should either place it on the north or the south wall. They should not place it on the western wall, and we'll see the reason immediately. Because the halakha says that no matter where the Aron is, the Kahal still should face east, towards Eretz Yisrael. Because if you're in a synagogue that the Aron is on the southern wall, the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Chet says, pay no attention to the Aron. Turn your direction and face east. For that reason, if you're going to put the Aron on the west, so when you're going to be facing east, your back is going to be to the Aron. That's why they don't like west. So the question is, let's say you go into a synagogue and the Aron is in the south. Practical example, in New York, a famous place that everybody prays is called Landau's on Avenue L and East 9th. The Aron in that institution is south. According to the Mishnah Berurah, again, one should face east. However, the Mishnah Berurah says in Seif Katan Yud, if the Kahal is not facing east, let's say you walk into the place and everybody's facing south. They're facing the direction of the Hechal. One should not switch directions and face a different direction than the Kahal, which means it's going to be, you're going to stand out. Everybody's facing east, and you have a guy come in now, everybody's facing south, and you come in and you turn the east, so you shouldn't separate from the Kahal. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, in that case, while you're standing due south with the Kahal, your face, your head should be tilted towards the east. So your head is east and your body is south. So that's what you would do when you go to Landau's or any other places. But I say this halakha that you shouldn't take it for granted that when you go to a shul that automatically the Hechal is east. It's not so. There are many reasons, because like I said, architectural or just because of a lapse in judgment, that the Aron is placed on the wrong side. So therefore you have to be cognizant as well of the direction that you are praying.